Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we get a story of the religious leaders of Jesus' day taking real issue with him, even though he seemed to be healing people who needed healing and teaching people who needed teaching, but he was challenging some of the long-held observances. So in verse 15 of chapter 11, it says, some of the religious leaders said that he, that is Jesus, casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. So Jesus was healing people. He was teaching them about God. He was casting out demons. And he was essentially called the devil, or at very least, he was accused of being in league with the devil. Now, it might seem to be a ridiculous claim until we recognize that many Jews and Jewish religious leaders of Jesus' day took real offense when Jesus broke commonly accepted Sabbath laws and ritual observances. I mean, at first glance, if you look at it, you might see this too. At first glance, Jesus could have easily been viewed as an enemy of the faith because he was challenging practices. Jesus was doing something new, and even if that new thing was good, the changes in cultural and religious practices Jesus was suggesting were greeted with fear and anger by many. I mean, the thought was that only a devil could inspire such a response in people of faith. But the truth is that's not exactly true. Sometimes, honestly, we fear a cure as much as an illness. Good medicine can be very hard to swallow. And a savior can be every bit as unwelcome as a serpent. I mean, I think the question we need to ask ourselves is how we would respond if Jesus confronted us and told us that we needed to change our ways. Let's pray. Lord, we have the sense that we would just welcome you with open arms if you were to walk into our lives. We believe that we would somehow be your faithful followers, cheering you on as you change the world. But Lord, it's very possible that we would deride you for trying to make a mess of our comfortable lives. We might even be tempted to call you names as you've been called in the past. We thank you. We thank you for being a Lord and Savior who has a love big enough to include even those of us who might think you to be an enemy. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.